I heard once a shmuz from a mimer, from Rav Hutner Zecher Tzadik Livracha, where he talks about the blessings and the dangers of habit. On the one hand, we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom that targileinu b'soira secha, that Torah should become a habit, that we should be shoylet on Torah in such a complete way that it's just like I can just rattle the Torah off. On the other hand, you see in the Gemara, on Brochus Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, they're talking about Bar Keri, it's also in Talmud Torah, according to the Takonas Ezra. So the Gemara says over them, Mikan Omru Hazovim, Vamitzoyroim, Boin Alanidas, Motorim, Bemishna, Gemara, Balochas, Vagodas, Aval Bale Kroyen, Asurin. Bar Keri is also to learn. Rav Yosi Omer, Shoinahu Beregilus, the stuff that he's used to, which he doesn't have to think much about. That's what Rashi says. What does it mean, Beregilus? Beregilius. So Rashi says, B'mishnayis ha-shigurois b'piv, shu moitzion m'piv b'merutza, ve'ein tzorech l'harif b'hem. If he knows it by heart, he knows it by heart, and it's just a matter of davening it down, so that he's allowed to do. So you see that that's not even learning. Bar Keri, what the Konos Ezra was, that Bar Keri is also in learning, because we don't keep it about the Konos Ezra, except the Kaiser Tzadikim among us, because it's schwer for the Tzibur to be oimed on such a takonim. But this Takonos Ezra was that you're also b'talmud Torah, and even if you're also b'talmud Torah, shoinehu b'regilius. Why? Because that's kimat not talmud Torah. You're just rattling it down. Very, very interesting that what we know by heart and has become habitual by us, on the one hand is wonderful because it tells us about an unbelievable shlita, that we are shoilet on a certain body of knowledge. On the other hand, if that's where the way we approach it, as regilus, so then kimat it isn't learning. I don't remember, it's many, many years ago, and I don't know what Rav Hutner said about solving this sort of dichotomy, that these two things, that on the one hand it's so good, and on the other hand it's so bad. If it's so good, how can it be so bad? If it's so bad, how can it be so good? I don't know anymore what Rav Hutner said, but just now I was sort of thinking it over again. It seems to me that the ideal would be that my shlita should be so complete that targileinu b'soira secha, that I can just rattle it off. But then the chokhmah is not to rattle it off. The chokhmah is, although I'm shoilet on the outside of the Torah ki'ilu, the words, they come to me naturally, and I can just rattle it off page after page after page, halavai of mir gesagt. But yeah, that would be in a way very useful, but not shoinehu b'regilius. Learning in such a manner does teuknish. That I've got the oitzer of knowledge within me, but when I'm actually learning it, I count each word like I count diamonds. Okay, look, you all understand. I'm just saying theories over here. But this is l'chayra what's going on. Why am I saying all this? What's it got to do with Devarim? It has to do with Devarim because arguably, you could say that Eile HaDevarim Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael is, you could argue that that's the most exciting posuk in the Torah, literally the most exciting posuk in the Torah. What's so excited about it? Eile HaDevarim Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael. What's so exciting about it? The Midrashim seem to make this big issue that earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu had said, when the Rebbeinu Shem had wanted him to go to Mitzrayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu had said, Lo yish devarim anochim, I can't speak. So Aaron had to be made a partner, ke'ilu, in what was happening, whatever that partnership was like. It's not our Indian now. But Moshe Rabbeinu was not an ish devarim. And here Moshe Rabbeinu gets up, Eilu ha-devarim Moshe diber Moshe al kol Yisrael. Suddenly he becomes an Ish Devarim. And that's such an exciting thing, that really all of us start out as not being Ish Devarim. we don't know anything, and we don't understand anything, and we really have nothing of any significance to say. And apparently from this pasuk we can see that over a period of time, we'll see in a moment what the Sfas Emes says about that, what made Moshe Rabbeinu, what turned him from being a loy ish devarim into being an ish devarim. El ha-devarim asher diber Moshe. I'll let you in on the secret already now. Asher diber Moshe. Sfas Emes points out that it's Osius Odom. Asher diber Moshe. El ha-devarim asher diber Moshe. Let me explain to you what I said about regilas. I've been davening in the morning many, many, many years. Every day I put on tefillin and I daven shachris, like all Yidden do. So that's nothing special. But I'm sometimes so shocked by the total lack of thought that goes together with regilas. I know it all by heart, and I say it, and I don't really think about it as much as I should. So I said before, you're supposed to be shoylet on it with regilus, but then count the words like diamonds. Very hard for me. I don't count the words like diamonds. For example, I never really realized how do the brochas go in the morning. We say asher yotze, then we say lakai, neshomash nosat v'tahorehi, and then we move on to bekasat torah. That's moyotik, because it never struck me. I mean, It's not such a great chiddush, but the fact is that asher yotzeh ha'odam b'chochma v'vorova nekovim nekovim chalulim chalulim. We're talking about ha'odam asher yotzeh es ha'odam b'chochma. We're talking about in the third person. There is such a concept of Adam, and we praise the Rebbeinu Shem asher yotzeh es ha'odam b'chochma. We express enormous gratitude to the Rebbeinu Shlalom that our bodies are working fine and that everything that the body is supposed to do, it's doing in the best possible way. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we talk about the beneficiary of the Rebbeinu Shlalom's chesed in making the body function so beautifully. We're talking about man, a concept, Ha'adam, the man. And you were, I'm only involved in this as part of a group. There is a group of units called men, and that's Ha'odam, and this group is endowed with the Chateva, when things are not sick, with a perfectly functioning mechanism, which is the body, and which does what the body is supposed to do. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boy, am I glad that I'm part of that group. Asher Yoseh es Ha'odam b'chokhma. Then we move on. Elokai neshamash nosato bi. Wow. It's suddenly moving into this first person. When I was talking about the physical body, I was talking in the third person. There's nothing special about me. I'm just part of the group. Then Elokai neshamash nosato bi tahayrohi. Suddenly it's the first person talking. I'm talking. And I'm saying to the Rebbeinu Shem, Ata barosa, ata yitzata, ata nefachta bi, ata meshamro bekebi, vata osed litlo mimeni. Suddenly I'm talking about the Atriyas HaMesim. Something has happened. When the neshama enters the guf, I exit that group of ha'odam, and I suddenly become an individual. Now there's a shitta. The Gemara says that atem kruyim odam, vein umes oilam kruyim odam. So there are lots of kashyas, because you find plenty of places where the goyim are described as odam. So Tosfos suggests that there's a chiluk between ha'odam and odam, that the goyim are included when it says ha'odam, but odam is atem kruyim odam, only the yidden. I heard that the pshat is, maybe that's the pshat, maybe it's only a possibility of learning, I don't know at this point anymore. But it was sort of kind of shvisa in my mind, because it seemed like a very, like it's understandable that the word is like this, that ha'odam, you know, one of the klolim of language, in Lashon HaKodesh also, is that a proper name does not take the definite article. We don't talk about the Yankel, the Zalman. Right? We talk about Yankel, Zalman. Yeah? The definite article, is not used with a proper name. That means the name of a person. So when we talk about that person by using his name, so the definite article is inappropriate. So Ha'odam is not using Odam as a name. Ha'odam because it's using the definite article hey, so it's using the concept man. So ha adam umasailam also man. So whenever we talk about ha adam, that means we're not using adam as a name of a person. Adam HaRishon was called Adam. He wasn't called Ha Adam. So Atem Keruim Adam, that we share with Adam HaRishon that proper name called Adam. Ha Adam includes everybody. So what are we doing really in the morning? And here I come to the big news, which I hope to all of you is not news, although this morning it was news to me when I thought about it, that we say first, Asher Yotzeh, we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for our physical bodies. Then, with enormous excitement, halavai, we move over to Elokai, Neshama Shnasata, be Tehoirohi. Suddenly I find my own identity. Through that Neshama, I change from being Ho-Adam into Adam. And what do I do after Elokai, Neshama Shnasata? I say Bekas HaTorah. That's a Mayurdi Gesach. That means as soon as I discover myself to be Adam, that means to have exited the category of Ha-Adam and have become Adam, that Adam is a proper name by me. So as soon as that has happened, what do I do? In what way am I an Adam? By being Oisek in Torah. That's unbelievable. As I said, maybe it's all posher to you, but I just wanted to share my excitement when I discovered what I'm saying in the mornings, which is really very, very, is exciting. It's the first time that I figured out that maybe it never occurred to me even to think about it. You know, the famous Chazal by Poro Adumo, Zois HaTorah, Odom Ki Yomu Sa'oil, Ba'oil. So, I mean, why... Where did Chazal get this from? Eina teuro miskayemes, ala b'mishu meimes atzma aleha. So that's zois ha-teuro, everybody knows that that's not, it doesn't mean over there learning teuro. Zois ha-teuro is, these are the laws of zois teuras ha-nozi, zois teuras ha-oila. I mean, a set of halachos is called teuro. So zois ha-teuro, these are the halachos which govern Tumas Mesh, Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil. But Chazal see in it, Zois HaTorah, Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil. Eina Torah Miskayimus. That's what Torah is. Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil. That's the Odom over there. Yeah, you, Mr. Odom, you whose name is Odom, that means you who function as an individual. Do you want to know how your individuality has to express itself? In what sense does your individuality matter? Zois HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Ba'oil. To the extent that you are Adam, to the extent that you are an individual, Ki Yomus Ba'oil, is if you maimis yourself in the Olah shall Torah. So, why is this such an exciting pasuk? The Sfas Emes over here on the Pasha are really unbelievable. Just read to you a part of a Sfas Emes, it simply boggles the mind how much is packed into every single word. In just a few words, he says such unbelievable things. It's really very, very exciting. So, in Devorim, the Sfas Emes shows himself very much in many, many different pieces. He shows himself on the posuk in Mishle. The posuk in Mishle, which says, Marpe Loshon Eitz Chayim. That Eitz Chayim, which is the Torah, is a Marpe Loshon. It heals the speaking ability of a person. The Eitz Chayim makes us speakers. So here I'm reading out a section of a paragraph from the year Tov Resh Mem Aleph. If you want to look it up in the Sfas Emes, it's very, very worthwhile. So that's in page Gimel in the standard Sfas Emes, which I have. So B'medrash Marpe Loshon Eitz Chayim. The Eitz Chayim, which is the Torah, is the Marpe Loshon. So the Sfas Emes says HaTorah Merapas HaLoshon. The Torah heals language. Bia ho'inyan. Ki sefer Mishneh Torah hazeh hu bechinas teure shabalpeh. So many people who think about these things say that Sefer Devarim is the beginnings of Torah Shabbat Peh. We all know that Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in the first person. It's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking in the first person. The rest of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, is always in the third person. It's Rabbeinu Shem talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Here's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Now, exactly what the nature and the differences is between Sefer Devarim and the other four Devarim, obviously it's an integral part of Torah, the same as every single word in the Torah up to Sefer Devarim. That's obvious. So in what sense do we have over here Sefer Devarim based on Moshe Rabbeinu's own words? Now that's an awfully complicated issue, exactly how to touch it up, and that's certainly not something we want to get into now. But the fact is that Sefer Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. The way it became Torah, let's leave it to the people who were Isaac in these inyanim. But that means that if it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking mitzad himself, so the Torah of Sefer Devarim ke'ilu at some point and in some way emanates from within Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That is Torah Shebaal Peh. That means, so what I mean is that this pasuk, that Ele hadvarim asher diber Moshe b'nei Yisrael, where it's merumas asher diber Moshe Adam, Adam is talking over here, not ha-Adam, Adam, asher diber Moshe, this is Moshe Rabbeinu as Adam, as an individual in whom the neshamos nosata be tahirahi, and he uses the faculty of speech to produce Torah from within himself. It's Moshe Rabbeinu talking, and he's producing this Torah from within himself, and that is what's so exciting about it, that all of us, not in the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, but at some little, bitsy little way, we can also suddenly become this Asher Dibir Moshe, that our chelek and our esek in speaking in Torah can, in its own small, I won't say insignificant way, because Torah is significant, but in its own small way, we're small, it can become Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Odom within us can be realized. Now let's just learn these few sentences of the Sfas Emes. I'm so flabbergasted how much he can put into just a couple of words. So again, Piyo Ho'inyan, Ki Sefer Mishne Teuro Hazeh Hu Bechinas Teuro Shebaal Peh Asher Dibe Moshe Roshe Teves Odom Ki Hu Iker Ho'odom, because a Yid is the Iker Ho'odom Kuma Shenema Odom Atem, that's Pasuk in Yecheskel, Vateinu Tzoyni, Tzoyn Marisi, you're my sheep, you mevatel yourself to me, Odom Atem, and that very bittel, that sheepness within you, that you can mevatel yourself totally to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, Odom Atem, that makes you an Odom, because if you're bottled to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, so then Torah can speak through you. It's all very merodic. Ya ki hi ikar ha'odam kama shenema odam atem she'olav nema v'yipach v'apav nishmas chayim v'hi ha'odam l'nefesh chaya, meaning the ha'odam. That's merodic when we think about that post. V'hi ha'odam l'nefesh chaya. This physical lump of humanness, which was ha'odam, which until this point was ha'odam, now suddenly, he becomes an elakai neshama shenasatu. It's meyerdik how everything fits in. Because that is what man was given the faculty of speech. Why was he given the faculty of speech? Shalzeh nivro odam hamedaber. Kmo shenema, amzu yotzateli tehilosi yisaperu. Why did I create him? That they should be mesaper my tehillah. They should be mesaper, they should speak about me. That's Torah. Bechinas Torah shebaal peh. What is tehilosi yisaperu? How do we speak the Tehillah of the Rebbeinu Shlalom, we speak the Tehillah of the Rebbeinu Shlalom by learning Torah Shabbal Peh, Bechinas Torah Shabbal Peh, Lehoitzi Mipiv Milen, Leheir Al Haboiro Yisborach, Kamo Shenema, Atem Edai. V'zeh HaKoyach Mushrosh B'chol Ish Yisroel Befrat, וכמו שקוסו בכלל ישראל, ועתנו צוינו צוין מריסי, אודם אתם. וזה השוירש נסעירה בכוח או עסק בתוירו שבקסב. Wow! Says, you want to know how you can become a mechadesh of Torah Shebaal Peh? By learning Torah Shebiksav for force forum. Moshe Rabbeinu had learned Torah Shebiksav. Bereshit, Shmois, Vayikro, Bamidbar. And suddenly in Dvorim, Eile HaDvorim, Masha Dibir Moshe. Suddenly, through the Esek in Torah Shebiksav, which is the Shoresh, so through that Esek, Eile HaDvorim, Masha Dibir Moshe, we suddenly come to this enormously dramatic moment where Moshe Rabbeinu is the mechadesh of that aspect of Torah which was later expressed in Sefer Dvarim, that the Torah welled up within himself, and Mimele he is the Eile HaDvarim Asher Dibir Moshe. Odom is appearing on the scene. Odom, Asher Dibir Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu became Odom. It's kedai to look at that Sfas Emes Poshe to see, like, each word seems to be a new chiddush, like, he brings so many things together in these couple of 4 or 5 lines. It's unbelievable. But what's yoytze mitvoreinu, what comes out of it, is that that's what an Odom is. That zois haToro Odom kiyomus ba'ayim. That's the Mishnah de Gezach. And it's nice to feel that we have the ability. We're Yidden, it's not our sus. We go with sus over, is what else? Oh, we all know everything, but this Yisoid, that we can become Odom, that we can become a unit whose proper name is Odom. Here comes Odom. That's really the way we're supposed to be. Atem Kuruyim Odom, that when somebody sees us come down the street, he should be saying, oh, yeah, shouldn't be saying Moshe Eisenman is coming. He should be saying, Odom is coming. This is a Mr. Odom. This is somebody whose name is Odom. Odom Atem. Yidden have that. Why is Odom Atem? Zois HaToiro Odom Kiyomus Ba'ayel. Because, like the Sasana says, at Atem Eidanu Hashem, you're my Eidem, Yasa Tilosi Yisaperu, Sipur, Dibur, speaking Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, that is what constitutes the Odom. Very, very moedic. So that's what I'm saying, that this posuk, this Eile HaDvorim Asher Dibir Moshe, is the, perhaps, I don't know, you know, it's silly to say it really, but it just strikes me right now when I'm thinking about it, this idea of this excitement over here, that it's possible for a kvad peh or kvad loshein. In an earlier shtickle, the Sasama says, that's the pshat, that, what's it mean, kvad peh, kvad loshein? He couldn't speak, like, why couldn't he speak? He couldn't speak because he hadn't found his voice, ke'ilu. Like, my mouth isn't capable. What do I have my mouth for? My mouth is only able to be what the mouth is supposed to be, te'ilosi yisapero, that my mouth is there to produce Torah. But I don't feel yet Torah welling up inside me. I haven't had the 40 years of Torah Shebiksav in which I could develop within myself this ability to talk, to this Eile HaDvarim, the Odom within me, isn't there yet. So as long as the Odom, the Asher Dibir Moshe, is not yet within me, so to that extent, I'm a Kvad Peh and a Kvad Loshan. Very, very interesting everything. I wanted to say, just think, I think maybe I've talked about this before, just it bears repeating, that you have this Moyodik Pshat right at the beginning of Koheles, where Koheles is sort of thinking about Shlom HaMelech, thinking about Havel HaVolem Omer Koheles, Havel HaVolem HaKol Hovel. Looks around the Olam Hazeh and he sees that it's such a Heveldik place. If it were possible to say it, I would say that we may even have a better Havona in the Havolity of this world than Shlom HaMelech did. Shlom HaMelech can probably never have thought about the kind of world that we're living in. There's so much havel, so much It's such a sad place in many ways. It's such a beautiful place, but it's also such a sad place in many, many ways. It's a very, very sad place. So Havel Havolim Omer Koheles, Havel Havolim Hakol Hovel. So what does he say? Ma Yisroin Leodam V'chol Amola Shiyamo El Tachas HaShamesh. It's such an evocative posuk. Let's analyze this posuk. Ma Yisroin Leodam. So we said the whole time that Odam, you become an Odam. Zoysa Teuro Odam Kiyomus Bo'ayel. Odam. Not Ho Odam, but Odam. Why Odam? Why is a person called Odam? Why is the name for a human being either Ho'odam, if it's the concept man, or Odam, if it's the individual person? Why Odam? So, Rashmoz is that he was created from the Adoma. Mentioned the Maral before, he says, like, how can you say that he's called Odam because he was made from the Adoma? Everything was made from the Adoma. Every animal, Toitse Odam Nefesh Chayu Lumino, the kangaroo was also made from the Adoma, and the elephant was also made from the Adoma. Toitse Oretz Nefesh Chayu. So that's equivalent, he says, calling an Odam because he was made from the Adoma is the equivalent of calling a table wood, because it was made of wood, yeah, but the chairs were also made of wood, and the shelves were also made of wood. So that doesn't tell us anything about the thing. So he says that Odam is called Odam not because we were made from the Adoma, but because we're similar to the Adoma. What is Adoma? Adoma is something which is totally useless, a cloud of earth. It's nothing. Has no shabbos. That's how we look at it. You know, if you buy soil in order to make a garden, it's something different. But the etzem, we look at earth as it's nothing. It's a cloud of earth. On the other hand, everything ultimately, everything, there's nothing in this physical world which the Ribbono Shel Olam created that doesn't depend on the earth. All development, all food that we eat, it grows in the earth. The animals feed on the grass that grows from the earth. We walk on the earth. It supports us. It's full of potential. It's an absolute nothing that has within itself limitless potential. And that is what an Odam is. I mentioned that before. That's why they say that it doesn't say Ki Tov when the Ribbono Shel Olam created man. It doesn't say Vayah Elokim Ki Tov. Why? Because everything else was created the way it was supposed to be. But Odam is only something which is a goner to a goner, it's a nothing, with absolute potential. You become something when you create something of yourself, you make something of yourself, you generate growth within yourself. That's the point at which you become something. That's the point at which you become something. That's the yesod of Odam. So, Ma Yisroin le'odam. Now let's find out about this Odam. Ma Yisroin le'odam. What's Yisroin? Why the word Yisroin? Because later on, what does it say? Moisar ho'odam in ha'behema oyen. An Odam, in order to make something of himself, using the Maral's pshat, the Odam, in order to make something of himself, has to lift himself above the animal world. Physically, the Ho'odam is just another animal. Yisrashem Elokim es Ho'odam ofer min ha'adama, just like the animals. Toitze Ho'odam, or Oretz Nefesh Chaya. So he's just like an animal. So how does the Odam lift himself above the animal world? U'moysa Ho'odam min ha'behema oyen, ki ha'koil hovel. If he lives a life of Hevel, so then the Moisa Ha'odam, there is no Yisroin of the Odam ala Behema. U'moisa Ha'odam min ha'behema oyen, ki ha'koil hovel. There is no Yisroin. Ma Yisroin le'odam, b'chol amolay. What's amolay? Yiov says, Eliphaz in Yiov, that what? Odam le'omal yulad. That the man has this koyach, that he can work, le'omal yulad. Yeah, that's very good. So that omal can make him into a chosh of a person. That's a wonderful thing. But ma yisrein le'odam b'chol amolay, that gift which the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him of omal, how can that lift him about the animal world? Shiyamal tachas hashomesh. If that work is invested, tachas hashomesh, then it's gonesh. Then it's absolutely useless, it's no use to anybody. Ma yisroin le'odom b'chol amolo shiyamal tachas hashomesh. If it's an olam hazedika omol, if that's where we put our efforts, then it's an ochon aveh, it's nothing at all. But we can become moisa, we can become more than an animal, if we invest our omol, our striving to fulfill our potential, lemalo min hashemesh, then we can become somebody. So this is this unbelievably exciting pasuk, Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe.